Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life. Yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT Denar, Tony Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Friday, May 13, 2022. Raven 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is Fabulous Friday. We are here. So let's see what's happening. All right, Ray, we didn't send nothing out, right?
No. Nope. No info went out.
No. I will tell you guys, though, I got more questions after the call than I ever got. So I think it was basically from open mic people, though. But anyway, got a bunch of questions and answers about that. You guys can go ahead and send Ray the questions so I can answer them for everybody at one time. It'd be a great way to go. But if not, we'll keep doing what we're doing. All right. So, nothing exciting?
Nothing that went to them so far exciting.
Oh, all right. So, guys, here it is. They were supposed to take a vote yesterday, right? And they didn't. They moved it to Saturday on the food services law. They're going to do Saturday, tomorrow. The independents have said they've come up with a plan how to resolve this whole thing. But they said they're not going to announce their plan until Sadar has reached the 40 days with the framework. So I think the 40 days ends on Wednesday of next week is the actual 40 days. So Sadar gave them 15 days, which ends on Friday, the 19th. But the 40 days ends on Wednesday.
Hey, wait a minute. Friday is the 20th.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, next Friday is the 20th.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because today's the 13th.
I thought your birthday was next Friday. Oh, it's Thursday.
Right.
Okay. Well, maybe it's Tuesday and Thursday. Anyway, it'll be next week.
Okay. Someday we'll next week, that. The 15 days is up. All right.
Yeah, the 15 days is up. Tomorrow, let me know exactly when it was anyway. But, they're supposed to take a vote on the food services law tomorrow. They are saying they have a consensus and that it should go through. All they have to do is vote. It should go through. They've gone as far as to allocate the money already to each department, region, everything else. So they really think it's going to go through. We'll see. They did announce that the budget would not be going to the caretaker government because they don't think it's the thing to do. Parliament said they don't think it's responsibility of the caretaker government. So they're not going to forward the budget to them. But the majority of the things, the important things that were in the budget are in the food services law. So we'll see parts of the budget enacted through that, which is what we wanted to do. And again, it's gone as far as to assign the dollar amount to each division already. All they have to do is vote on it and then implement it. A couple of things happened that people are concerned about, worried about. And that is Iraq is a little upset, perturbed, mad, however you want to put it, that 13303 was extended another year. They didn't see any purpose in it. They're a sovereign nation now. There's no reason the U.S. should be holding it over their head. Biden, the U.S. said they were going to agree with their parliament. They no longer needed it. And Biden signed it anyway, putting it back in force, which still gives the U.S. power over them. So they don't think they should have it. But I'm sure there's a whole lot of people here who love just that, the fact that it does. So you guys seen the articles where Iran is trying to do away with the U.S. dollar? in country and in all their contracts, which too many people actually do business with the U.S. dollar internationally. They suggested Iraq do the same thing. Why? Because Zimbabwe is trying to do it. Why? Because Russia has done it. Are you ready to make some noise in the background?
Okay.
So Iraq, Iran don't have the same capabilities that Russia does because they don't have the same contracts or resources that Russia does. But Russia is able to do that or sanctions on them. So Iraq came out today and said as much. Even though Iran wants them to do it, they can't do it because they're too intertwined with the U.S., the global economy, and the fact that their reserves are sitting in the Federal Reserve. So Russia's reserves, when it was sitting in Switzerland, which they reduced released $6 billion today, and they released $3 billion on Friday or Thursday of last week. So they figure they can survive, especially if everybody's just gonna do business with the ruble now. So it's a little different. Iraq cannot do that. We were never concerned about it. Iran was just trying to throw something else out there in the fact that they're seeing they're doing it because nobody's giving them the U.S. dollar anyway except for Iraq, which is smuggling it to them. So that doesn't work. On the other side, we got additional confirmation from the Treasury that there is a timeline from the banks that they've been given a timeline. And actually, I'm supposed to get an update from them because they had meetings yesterday. They're having meetings today of exactly when that is. Our biggest thing to date right now is to wait and see if the vote goes through tomorrow with the food services law. In fact, it does. The big fight for the money will probably be temporarily over because it should be flowing at that time, one way or the other, in current rate or in the new rate. But all their surplus money, they should have access to with the new program things they're going to do. Now, we think we're going to see the new rate. Why? Because that's what the people in Iraq are being told. And that's what the banks here are being told. They didn't say 5 minutes after the vote was taken. They didn't even say 48 hours after the vote was taken. But they said it should happen now. They are expecting it this month. Good time frame. I was excited about Ray's birthday, but now that his birthday moved from Friday to Thursday, I'm not even excited about that no more. But anyway, we'll see what happens. All right. We'll see if I get an update before we get off the call or not, because I did just send the bank some additional information. Now, I do give you guys the good, bad, and the ugly. Even when I don't want to, I give it to you just in case. So while everybody is positive about this thing, our committee guy is very negative about it. He thinks that the G20 is paying more attention to Russia, Ukraine than they are to this at the moment, trying to see what direction it's going to go in. Is it going to be another couple months? Is it going to be another year? Is oil going to continue to hit what they now think maybe $200 by the end of the year? Because that's a possibility. But I don't think it's going to have that effect on the RV, because I don't care if it's at $200 or $150, that's too much of a surplus. Iraq needs their money. and they need everybody going forward. And I know their people don't give a flip about what's going on in Ukraine, but they don't have enough bread and water for themselves. So let's see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to give you the good, bad, and the ugly. But the good right now, the rationalization for the good, definitely looks like we're going to see it this month, as has been suggested. But we'll see. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Life Be Perfect says, Tony, why would you prefer to buy an existing bank rather than start a new bank?
Well, because it's already established, don't have to figure it out. It's easier to buy an existing bank like it is to buy an existing company, stocking ground one on, you know, something new. It already has staff, personnel. It's already in the system. It's basically just going to be a board change. And you don't have to go through all the regulatory things you do in establishing a bank because it's already there. And it's a much faster process. It may take me years to open a bank. It would take me 30 days to buy a bank. That's why, wasn't it?
Okay. With regards to Bentleys, knowing the lack of quality and the high price of their rims, does this cause you any concern for the overall quality of the vehicle?
No. You know, it's, you know, people buy a SUV or buy a sports car or buy a big luxury vehicle, whatever it is. And people look at them and say, yeah, but what's the gas mileage? How much is that going to cost? And they look at them and say, well, if that's your concern, you don't even need to have one. I mean, who's worried about what the gas costs? Well, I just spent $300,000 on a car. Last thing I'm worried about is it $4 a gallon or $5 a gallon. So I spend $380,000 on a car. I'm really not concerned about if, you know, the rims cost $10,000 each. Because it's not like I'm going to be driving it Texas, you know, a bunch of potholes or, you know, holes in the streets, things like that. It's not like I'm going to be driving it every day. It's like everything else. So when you get ready to spend the money, so they tell you this, a boat, a regular boat, a yacht, whatever you want to get, when you buy it, expect to spend no less than 10% of the price every year on maintenance. No less than 10%. Or don't buy it. It's the same way. If I got to be worried about that, the tires, the rims, go in, I take it for the maintenance, and, you know, it's $50,000, then don't buy it. But, no, I'm not concerned with it at all. What's next, Ray?
Currency Angel says, Ray, is there a contract rate for the Vietnamese dong? I have my doubts that there's still a contract rate for the dong. I don't think Tony has any doubts, but I have doubts. But we'll see.
I have no doubts because we haven't been notified that it's gone away, changed, or anything else. So I would tell you guys this. I got a new bank contact. And one of the things he asked after he looked through everything, reviewed it, and was put on the board was, where can I get some Zim? That was his question. So you take it however way you want to, because that's what I did. that was the question that was asked. All right, what's next?
How do we go from Dom to Zim? Anyway, River Rat says, do you think the window we are in is the best one we have had?
No. I mean, you know, guys, we've been within 10 minutes of this thing happening before. I mean, over the years, I don't know how long you've been with us, but we've been a whole lot closer than we are right now, as far as it actually going. Now, the reality of it going, or the pieces of the puzzle being completed, or the actions required, yeah, well, we're probably as close as we ever been to everything being done as far as the changes that occurred, everything else. But the system, everybody being on the same page and saying, let's go. And I can say that because somebody asked this question. When I tell you guys, the market has been notified, or the traders have been notified, the bank has been notified, the Treasury is saying this, Iraq is saying that, and I'm only getting one. It's probably not going to happen, you know, negative thing. As far as higher up or one bank saying, well, we're not being informed and told, that's always just Texas, then I think we're in a good place. I'll tell you guys before. When I say traders, I'm saying the Forex market is being notified that something could happen. When I just say market, I'm talking about commodity traders are being told to look for something. I'm being told that embassies are being told there's an open window for something to happen. So, and I tell you guys before, when we get to that level is when I get most excited. Not that it's going to happen, just that they're being told something happened. All right, what's next?
You ready? And KC says, if the banks and redemption centers can't see the rates, are they at least able to see which currencies will be exchangeable? And if so, does it still currently include the ZIM and the Bolivar?
Well, I think I answered that question when I said what the banker asked me. But I didn't ask about the Bolivar because I never asked about the Bolivar.
Okay. In the past, those who have been gifted currency that may or will exceed 10,000 U.S. dollars had to call the 800 number. Is that still the case? I thought it was more than 100,000. Right.
It is, because I've never
10,000. Yeah. I think I remember saying 100,000 or more, you had to call 800 number. But if it was less, you could see a teller at the counter.
And yeah.
Right. Okay. Sunstar says, are you hearing anything from your contacts or the CBI on the release of the lower denoms?
No, I don't have a date or anything else. And again, I think it's just going to happen. When they were going to announce or take the vote on Wednesday or Thursday, they expected to see something over the weekend and for it to happen. So I'm going to give you guys that because I don't think it's going to happen over the weekend, but that's what was expected. Now that they've moved the vote to tomorrow, I can go with, well, I'll even tell you this. Well, in Iraq, they expected something to happen over the weekend. But now the vote didn't take place. In the banks here, even though they were told to get ready, blah, 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 they didn't really expect anything until Tuesday, was when they were first expecting something. So now we put that out there. So now has all that changed with the Saturday vote? Yeah. Has the window changed? No. Ever since last week, they've been saying by the end of the month, this should be over with as far as the RV announcement, what Iraq is doing. But the shorter window, there's a shorter window in there when they're actually looking for it. But they're just putting out, they don't know when, but by the end of the month is what it's scheduled. Everybody except for our committee guy, even though he's checking on it right now, he says, I don't see that happening, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Have you heard if some contractors in Iraq are still being paid the new dinar rate?
Nobody's getting paid the new dinar rate. He said it's still on his card. I talked to him Tuesday. He said that's still the rate that shows up on his card. But I don't think he's actually using it right now because he's in he could be in another country. But I asked him, is that still the rate? And he said, yeah. So it was a rate I'm looking for when they make the announcement.
All right. As we get closer to our blessing, are you or Ray hearing anything on receiving the 800 number this month? Nope.
Okay. You answered that. We're not going to hear it until it gets ready to happen. But go ahead.
Okay. Any protest news in Iraq that you can share?
No, it was getting, I can't even remember. It wasn't in today's news, yesterday's news, but I think on Monday they were talking about starting peaceful protests, and Al-Kazimi came out and said they can, that's their right. But I don't think it was supposed to start until tomorrow. But I can't remember if that was in Monday.
Okay, CWIYG says, I have total knee surgery, replacement surgery, and a rod removed in my leg. Should I reschedule this? A little more difficult than regular replacement. They didn't say when, though, but
No, guys, I'm just telling you. What I did tell you, you know, don't count the days, make the days count. So I'm not going to count your days for you. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you not to do something you physically need, waiting for something that you mentally want. Because you don't know how that's going to come out or what you're going to be able to do. But I gave you the windows we're looking at. That's a decision for you to make. All right, what's next?
All right. Lena says, the news post that I have seen did not seem to support the intel we heard on the last call. Is your intel since the last call sound more credible, or do you think the intel you got was just a smokescreen?
Well, I don't know what news post you're looking at. I give you information, then I think it's credible information. I'm not like some idiots just put out a bunch of bullshit just to be putting something out. I do what I do for my resources. I get the information, and then I try and verify it from two or three different sources. I don't just put out something to be putting it out. So if you hear me say it, I tell you right now what I think is going to happen, it's not, what's the probability of it happening, but I'm giving you the information. If it's just Saturday morning, we're going to wake up and, you know, there's going to be tanks running down the street. There's going to be a new president in the White House overnight, and the White House is going to be black, and the stars are going to be pink as they come flowing down. And I tell you, some crazy mess. But it's not what I do.
Okay. Ian Johns says, do you think the RV will be affected by the upcoming vote on May 22nd at the UN to remove sovereignty of all countries and form a one world government?
Do you think there's going to be a vote at the UN to form one world government when the governments we have can't even get along, can't enjoy the money? Now listen to this.
Who?
Don't even read no more. Oh, my God.
7MMSTW says, have recent market drops caused you to reevaluate your investment strategies post-RV?
No. They've caused me to reinforce my investment strategies. If cryptocurrency is falling out right now, if they say a recession is coming, that means everything's going to go back down, which gives us an opportunity to invest at the bottom instead of the top. Because, you know, what goes up comes down, what goes down comes up. If you even watch the markets at all, it's a better opportunity for us if the bottom does fall, because we get to rebuild it. So, no, we know what the industries are. I told you guys several times, 3D printing, and Biden just came out with it last week, endorsing it, the entire industry. And they haven't even scratched the surface yet. I'm absolutely going to get in there. Banking, I'm absolutely going to get in there. IPOs are going to be the best ever. I have no reason to change my strategies. Pick the right ones, which I'm sure I will do, but no reason to change my strategy at all. Things aren't getting worse. They're getting better for people with money, who we will be.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready, sir.
We're going to live callers. Guess who would be first?
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus there.
We're going to have to do like the NBA and put her on a minutes restriction.
Oh, my God.
281 area code. You are on.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I ain't even got on the call yet, and here you go with all this foolishness. Why I got to be all on the back and everything? What? Why? I don't understand. Y'all doing okay today? How y'all doing?
Yes, ma'am. And
yep.
I'd be left
yeah.
heard.
Are you doing?
The nth degree.
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Don't do any good, you know, to complain and everything. So just got to go with the flow. But I do have some questions. So now I thought, I think I read an article this week where it said that Maliki could possibly, he's thinking about taking this more legal actions, going to the courts, filing lawsuits and stuff, I guess, if it doesn't go his way or the way he think it should go. Did you see anything about that in any articles this week?
Nope. I did, because there's nothing he can do legally
yep.
if it doesn't go the way he can go. They've already laid out the format and what needs to be done, and he's already done it legally. He had the federal government declare two-thirds of the majority have to vote, which gave him a chance to be involved. Other than that, he wouldn't have been there. So they've already done what he wanted. Then he had the federal government declare that the oil and gas law was illegal. That was all his doing for Kurdistan,
right.
trying to use it as a power play to control them. So there's nothing else for him to go to court for except for if they submit the budget to the caretaker government which today they said they're not going to do, because the food services law should be enough to get them through until there is a government in place.
So we don't, well, so is, we shouldn't worry about them trying to take some of this stuff back to court and then that delaying it even more. So we hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like he was going to try to do something just to keep delaying this thing. And I know I read an article on that. So, okay, well, that answers
one
of my questions.
I'm sure they're doing everything to try to delay it. Try to get the government set up in his favor so he can continue to delay it. But that's his purpose.
Right. Because my question was going to be, at what point do you stop them coming to court? They could do this till the rest of eternity, you know? So at some point, you just got to say, no, don't come back over here. I'm just saying, you know?
Well, the federal court said they are not getting involved in politics. They already said.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So now I got two more questions, and I got to weed through which one I really. Okay. I think I'm gonna go to the bottom and come back and ask my last one before the king kicked me off. So now, you said earlier in your introduction that 13303 was re-signed by Biden, which gives U.S. power over Iraq. Continue to give them power. So now, that 13303, that also gave the citizens of the U.S. the opportunity to be able to exchange currency. Isn't that included in that
it
as well,
the
or no?
Citizens of the U.S. the same rights that Iraq citizens have. So, yes.
Okay. So, with that said, then that was a plus for us. Do you feel that that was another reason that Biden signed it, or it was more or less just so that they could continue to have control over Iraq? I think it's a combination of everything because of what's getting ready to happen. Am I wrong on that?
No, I think, because of where we're at, it's May, they don't have a government yet, don't know what direction. Yeah, we want to stay involved. Now, you got to realize we signed that. We did on Thursday, Friday morning, he gave him $140 million to rebuild the country, too. So, big difference. Because that's what it says. That was the reason for it. It authorizes us to go in and restructure their government, help them to rebuild their country.
Mm-hmm. And it also, and I think because we're close to this happening, he still kept us in it where we would have the opportunity to exchange our currencies over here as well. That's, I feel that was, you know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's how I think. I'm hoping. But
it does
my last
do that.
Question, Okay. So my last question is you said the traders were notified. Did you say the markets were as well, or just the traders from your last update that you got?
I said they both were notified. There's a window
they
open.
Both were notified. Okay. Okay. Well, that's a good thing. I didn't know if it was just one or was it both, so I had to get clarification on that. Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions, and I'll ask my next ones on Monday. I'm going to scratch them off today, and I ask the other ones.
Oh, did you ask some more?
I'm going to be nice today. Yeah, I had two more, but can I ask one more,
Bye.
Please?
Bye.
We will talk to you on Monday.
Me. Quit it. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 209, Erico, you are on.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you. I'm in a car. You've said a couple of things about the short window is the 19th, but they expect it before the end of the month. We're going on a cruise, and we won't be back before the 24th. Do you think that it'll happen before the 24th from your information? Or?
Well, I'm told it's a possibility of happening from today to the end of the month.
Okay, possibility. So we just live for today and don't worry about it. The Zim.
Right. Take your cruise.
Are we still saying, take my cruise. Thank you very much.
You'll enjoy your
joy,
cruise.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. All right. So the Zim, if we're holding Zim, are we still saying we should be in within the first few days?
Say it again.
Well, it's been that if we're holding Zim, we should try to get in within the first few days of this going. Is that still true?
That's what I was told.
Okay. And my last question is, I'm in a car, so I didn't hear what you say. Did you give a rate on the dong? I heard dong and then Zim. But I don't know. Did you give
nope,
a rate
we didn't
on
give
that?
Out any, we didn't give out any
Pardon?
Rates. We did not give out any rates.
And then my last question is, what is the importance of the food service law in connection with the RV? I'm not understanding what the connection is.
The RV in the budget has money authorized to start the projects and things from the white paper. Those projects were included in the food service law. Not all of them, but some of them. And that's why they say the food service law is just a way to avert the budget and not have to wait. Also, it addresses the ration card items, which is food items, everything else that's in the budget for those people that are over there paying 80% of their money just to survive. So it enacts laws and enacts rules or changes to the ration card. It puts money out for some of the actual projects to start, ones that have been stalled for them to continue, to give people jobs, opportunities, all the things that the budget was doing. But most importantly, it too could allow CBI to change the rate.
And when CBI changes the rate, that's when the RV goes, correct?
That is the RV.
Okay. Those were my questions. Thanks for answering them, and I am going to go enjoy my cruise. Thank you for that, Ray.
Okay.
Nice to see you. I'm out.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right.
972.
Hey,
area code. You don't. No, hold on, 972.
Yeah, hold on. Hey, I'm just getting some information here, guys. Yeah, I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of. So RV are coming on the board. That's the name, RV are coming. Her name is actually Donna Teal, I guess. Passed away on April the 24th.
Oh, really?
And a bunch of you know, yes, she fell and hit her head in the flower garden. And she passed away. But we wanted everybody to be aware of it and, you know, send some prayers to her family and loved ones who remain. So I wanted to make sure I got that. All right.
Okay. Donna Teal, yeah, I know her. Know that name?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. 972 area code, you are on.
Hey there, fellas, Danny in Dallas. Yeah, I got information on Donna and wanted to get that to you. I knew that you probably had the connection. So, anyway, Danny in Dallas, good to see you guys.
Hey,
all
sir.
Right. Yeah, thank you for that. I didn't even know that was your number. I would have just let you put the whole thing out.
That's all right. You did a good job. You get paid for that, right? Yeah. Okay. Listen, I appreciated the questions that the last caller had given. I was confused about that meal tickets thing and how it affected it all, but that's all right. And nobody's surprised that Saturday is the time for the vote instead of yesterday. Nobody's surprised. So a good time. All my kids, all six of them and their kids are exciting and waiting and looking for this thing to take place. So I don't think that I have anything that would be pertinent. You're not giving the rates, We're hoping that they're tolerable, but we're still looking for your choice, Tony, for there to be significant value on the dong, and particularly the more one has, the higher he may get. That's what I'm kind of banking on myself. Is there anything that you would suggest to us having to do with negotiation? And the reason I asked for that question is because of late, this carpenter here has tried to get involved with some other things, at least knowledgeable. And now I understand that all IPOs are questionable or on hold because of a bunch of stuff that's happened in that marketplace, that connection point. Have you heard anything significant about that, or that we need to be aware of, or is it just going to be part of rolling with the punches?
I think that, man, I don't know if I gave you guys an IPO connection or not. I don't know. So there's supposed to be 90 IPOs that were coming out this year. They always put IPOs on hold when the market is heading down or people are hesitant because they don't get the money that they want to get. They want to put it in there when they're an upswing. So that's what the situation is. What you want to know is this. When you go to your banker, your wealth manager, your investor, whoever it is, say, this is where I want my portfolio to go. Or this is what I'm looking at doing. I'm looking to become, you know, one of your go-to guys whenever you have an IPO that you're promoting. But I want to be one of the first guys then because, you know, they have to go on a circuit with IPOs, get at least 500 investors, get their dollar amount, do that. I want to be in that first group every time. If I can't be in that group, then don't tell me about it. So don't waste my time because I want to make sure I'm going to win. I don't care how much, but I'm going to win. So you can get involved in those even if the IPO is not coming out for 7-8 months. In fact, you want to because you need to be that ahead of time. So when they tell me there's no IPOs coming out or they put them all on hold because they were scheduled this month, then I know that's the easiest time for me to get in. Because right now there's no money flowing, no anticipation. I want to do something there. I don't want to wait until it's announced to go do it because all the background work is still being done. All the initial investors are still being done. That doesn't stop because the market's down. It just gives more people a better opportunity to get involved in it. So that's how I would look at it. Not as a negative, but a positive. Just like I said, if we go into a recession and they just gave us all this money, then we all just lined up to become billionaires. It's bad for the rest of the country, rest of the world, but the rich get richer. Just like the rich got richer during the pandemic, the rich get richer during a recession, and we're going to be the rich.
Okay, well, that explains a lot. Not being familiar with that industry in the first place, I would never have known if IBOs were kind of hesitating or backing off because of the general state of the nation. I'm a simple carpenter in that realm. That's very helpful, Tony. I appreciate it, and you just answered a lot of questions for some other people, too. Thank you so much.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
360, you are on.
Morning, Tony. Good afternoon,
hey,
Ray. It's Walt.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, man?
Going great.
Good. Yeah, really. And, Tony, I mean, to let you mention the potholes, I wouldn't have known that you'd driven across Texas.
Look, you guys see in commercials in Texas, they see that their cows run up and down the street. You know there's some potholes there.
Yeah, I know, I hear you. Well, anyway, I digress. Tony, do you think there is any possibility that as a consequence, if tomorrow's vote, if that passes, that that would be the equivalent of kind of putting the screwdriver to the back of the CBI and saying the rate has to go up, and here it is, and this is it? Does that put that pressure on them, or can they just say, no, we're not doing anything until we want to?
Oh yeah, they don't have to do it. And that's what I was saying. They could go with the current rate and say, here's just more money. But if they want to implement the white paper, if they want the international community to come in, then yes, that gives them the opportunity to do it, to finish those projects, or to bring in the new projects that they want. There's going to have to be a rate change.
Sure.
So if they can put that in there, if they can also what they want to do, because Parliament, the committees are together. They're supposed to start, it said next week, which Saturday is next week, voting in some laws and things to do that. They do those to protect the money, and they have no reason not to do it. And those are the things that people on this side think are going to happen by the end of the month. But we'll see.
Right. But this, the vote you're talking about, is that tomorrow or is it next week?
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Okay, though. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a nice time to start your weekend early, Tony, so I'll get off the phone and get out of the way. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. 206 area code. You are on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Top of the day to you guys. How you doing?
Hey, sir.
All right, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for this great information. It's been a really special call, I think. First thing I want to ask you, Tony, is I think it's just a yes or no answer from you. I think what you were saying with the banker and the Zim is that banker was validating to you that he knew the Zim was still on deck to go. Is that what you were trying to say?
I was trying to say I don't know any other reason he would ask me that.
Yeah. And then, like Ray said, you kind of sidestepped the Dong contract rate when you went over to the Zim. What is your word on the Dong contract rate?
I think we're still going to get it. And I can say that because people have gotten it. Because people are still on hold or having pending contracts agreements that have that rate. So I don't see it going away. Matter of fact,
yeah.
If anything, if the NAR rate comes out higher, then those rates should even go up with the price of oil and all the other rates connected. So I don't see it going away myself.
Yeah. And then this last question is an opinion thing. Back in 29, when we had the crash, there was a reason for that. The bankers were looking to get fractional reserve banking established all around the world. And the United States, even though they had the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, really weren't utilizing it. They were just, it was like something on the shelf. The Wall Street crash through the Bank of England manipulated situations in the United States to really get fractional reserve banking and government through debt financing on a roll. Now we have that. And so the banks have for almost 100 years been totally in charge. And yet there are these people, and it doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot of people saying the banks are going to crash, the banks are going to crash. I think the banks are so much in charge that that is a nonsensical thing to say. And so I'm wondering your thoughts are about that. Frankly, I feel fairly confident that going into this, if we go to a very good, strong, major bank like J.P. Morgan, and we get on their private banking side, and we get into portfolio development with them, that we can be relatively confident that we will be okay because we will be playing in the same playground that all of the most moneyed people in the world are playing in. Now, I'm asking for you to speak about that. Do you agree with me, or am I just thinking too positively?
No, I agree with you, and that's what I've been trying to say. We don't care about a recession. I mean, we don't, especially not after the RV. We won't care about a recession. Well, those of us who put our money to work instead of spending it here, because it's a prime opportunity for us. I don't see any bank crashing, but all the money that is flowing around, with Biden saying starting next month, he's going to start reducing the deficit even more. I mean, how do you do that in a recession? Unless there's something he's not telling us, which I think there is. But that's growth for people with money. I'm never concerned, never, ever, after the RV's announced with banks collapsing. That doesn't even make any sense to me. All the money we will have flowing through several banks, through 10 million people with dinar, and just what we will create, the new job opportunities, the new businesses, things like that. I mean, it could cause inflation to go up, absolutely, because everybody's buying like crazy. Because that's what happened right after the pandemic. Everybody started buying with all that free money they had. So that, in fact, could have an effect on it. But again, it's going to be what we want if we put ours in the right place. So when people tell you banks are going to crash, economy's going to crash, the dollar's going down by 30%, I don't believe any of that. Now, I'm going to send you guys an article. I didn't send it out yet. Well, maybe I'll send it out. I'll see. But it explains to you how countries for hundreds of years and centuries have taken turns putting their currency at the top. What we're currently going through and why we're going through it, so you'll know what to look for next 5 to 10 years. As far as the dollar, and you know, everybody's had a chance. But I'm telling you guys right now, I'm telling you what to look for. We've been telling you for the last 10 years how the cycles go and where we are in the cycle. But all of this is good for us. It's good for us because we know. If we didn't know, it'd be just the opposite. But because we know, we're going to be able to utilize it to our advantage, which is a good thing. All right?
Right. But my last question on that is, would you trust people in the private banks, in the, you know, the wealth managers, to keep you on the positive side of the fluctuations? People make money when markets go up. People make money when markets go down. Do you have confidence that the private bank wealth managers are sharp to that, and that if you let them know that you're sharp to that, that they would structure and recommend your investments in such a way that you would be making money going up and making money going down? How would you present that to your new private banker to get them to give you that kind of advice?
Okay. I'm going to tell you guys something. My son is 30 years old, I think. I think he's 30, 31, something like that. But he just got his investment license, Series 6 or 6-3 company, just last week. Weeks ago. So I can say, well, shoot, I let Ray take care of my trust, my foundations, because that's what he do. Not going to let my son take care of my investments, everything else. But I don't do either one. You know why? I mean, well, because it starts and ends with me. I made a lot of money doing IPOs on my own. And I told you guys that. I did the research. I looked at them. I decided what to do and made it. As soon as I turned my money over to a company, I'll tell you, I lost $85,000 in 15 minutes. And I called because I lost another $35,000. That never happened while I was taking care of me. So even with what we're doing, I'm not going to ask somebody who is their job to take care of 300, 400, 500 people's finances or 50, 60 people's finances to be in control of my life and my future. I'm going to tell them, this is what I want you to do with my money. This is what I want you to do with my account. This is what I want you to call it. Because I know more about me in the industry than he does, because he got clients. He's all over the place. He doesn't just do IPOs, just do banking, just do, you know, 3D printing. I need to pick what I want and tell him this is the action to move into. I need to watch my money. Because if I'm trying to make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, how can I be dependent on a guy making $75,000 a year? That don't make sense to me. If he knew what I knew, he'd be doing what I'm doing instead of doing what he was doing. And that's just how I look at it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys. Do appreciate you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
918 area code. You're on.
Gentlemen, happy
greetings.
Friday the 13th.
Ooh,
okay?
Why'd you bring that up?
Yeah. Good luck day.
Well, actually, Friday the 13th for me has always been the luckiest day. So I don't have.
Yeah, that's what Ray just said, too. But anyway, give me some lotto numbers that work like that.
Anyway, a couple of things I'd like to discuss. One, you mentioned, or somebody discussed the car situation, getting a very, very expensive car. With the Walton family right now, they drive, if you notice all their wealth, they drive old Buicks. They don't want to bring, I guess, people looking at them. Because I'm afraid with what's going on right now with all these people hijacking and hitting people and robbing stores, I think it might be a little scary to do that. That's one. The second thing is, I'd like to tell you, that bus lady, you guys have to understand, I'm glad you do it right out of the chute, because she's so, it just makes you put a smile on your face. You guys do a good job playing with her too. So I think that's
okay.
But the other thing is, Tony, I'd like to ask you, are you going to do anything with talking about the buying a bank? Now, I agree with you about buying an existing bank, but I don't want a bank that's got ATM cards and bad loans, and I just would like to clear all that out of there. Is that possible if you buy a bank?
Yeah. First of all, you're going to get a bank broker, guys, and he's going to go over the documents with you, what you're looking at, what you're looking for, how much do you want to spend. You're going to have to get somebody to go and do your audit and just make sure, you're not buying 60% bad loans. Every bank will have some bad loans. You have to decide what you want to do with it if you want to sell it. But the most important thing is buy a bank. I wouldn't buy a bank to be a banker because that's not what I want to do. I'm buying a bank as a means to an end for something else that I have planned. And unfortunately for me, I have to go through a bank, Federal Reserve, in order to do it. So it might as well be one that I know is going to say yes.
Right.
I agree with you 100%. The only thing that concerns me is that when you buy a bank and you pick up a lot of other things you don't want. I'm like you. I'm concerned about what happened in 2008 when all that money was given to the banks and they kept every bit of it. They literally stole it.
and I don't, I worry about, we get all this money in our banks, and, oh, hey, and now all I get is a receipt saying, thank you very much, but we need it for the government. I don't want that to happen to me.
Well, I've never gotten a receipt like that, so I've never been involved in a bank that failed. Every bank that I know that has failed in the last 5 years here, and I get a list of them, tells me which bank just bought it. So nobody's account has gone to zero. Nobody lost anything. They just got moved over to a new, bigger bank. One thing we do know from 2008 is the government will not let the banks fail. They don't care how much money they got to print. They're not going to let the banks fail. They may let a bank fail, but they won't let the banking world fail. That's never going to happen because the entire country fails. That's never going to happen.
Okay. One last question. It's kind of offbeat, but were you ever stationed at Shepherd Air Force Base?
Nope. Lackland was the only place in Texas I was at.
I'll be there. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a nice day.
All right, sir.
All right.
Thank you. 610, Erico, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good
morning,
Tony. It is Z-Man NPA.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen, and time is of the essence, so I'm going to do the short version again today. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit card or credit card of your choice. Click on the click here instructions and follow the prompt as you go through. In the area where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice, and in that same area, type in your phone number. Again, that makes it easier for Ray to track the payments as they come through. After you have entered your credit or debit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue send payment key. After you have clicked on that send payment key, wait on the page. Stay on the page for a few seconds. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. This way, you know your payments have gone through successfully. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And Tony, in particular, continued prayers for Tamara for her continued health and healing, and also for 404 and Hal for Hal's recovery as well. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, gentlemen.
All right.
All right. 828 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. This is Rick from the mountains of North Carolina.
Okay.
I appreciate both of you, Ray and Tony. I really do. I've listened to you for a long time, probably since 2013. I've called in. I think maybe this may be my third time I've ever called in. And I don't listen all the time because I kind of like to get off the roller coaster every now and then, if you know what I mean.
And
I was wanting to – I had called last year about May, and I was the guy that said that I had a dream. And though I didn't see the word RV, I saw TNT, and there was big celebrations, like these rockets going off, you know, just like a 4th of July. I'm not saying that it couldn't be your birthday, Ray, but this was an awful big celebration for a person. And it seems like it would be more for a nation, really. And so I just want to, if you remembered that call last year in May, I'm calling it again because I kind of feel strong about it again. I just don't know when. I've had prophetic dreams come true. Sometimes they're in God's timing or whatever, but dreams usually come through three different sources. One is from the divine realm, which is from God, angels, and so forth, or it can come from the demonic realm, like nightmares and so forth, or it can come from the soulless realm, something you want really, really bad, and you think about it and think about it, and then you go to sleep, and then you dream about it. That comes from the soulless realm. This dream is either from the soulless realm or from God, but I tend to believe it was from God simply because I saw that banner, and it had the word May on it. That's why I tend to believe it's from the Lord. Now, I have a kind of statement, and what say you, Tony, after I get done here. I heard something from, I think he's a fairly reliable source. I've heard and don't hear from him much, and that was Walking Stick. And he allegedly had a phone call probably about 4 a.m. in the morning. And he used to work for this firm. And this firm owns banks in Iraq, but now he's retired and he's also sick. But they called him at 4 a.m. and they told him, "We just have to wait." He says, "We know the what, we know the where, but we're missing the when." And he said that. They told him, "We have the schedule of the small category notes in our possession. We know what banks get it and how much each bank will get. But unfortunately, we don't know the when. We need the delivery of the small category notes is when the Iraqi government is seated. And when that happens, everything will go all at one time. And that is the win, but don't know when the win is, you know. That's W-H-E-N. What say you, Tony? Have you heard anything like that?"
Well, he didn't call me, so
I mean, have you, a lot of times, you get good intel. I really believe you do. And I know he gets good intel, and sometimes you guys get the same intel, but from different sources. And usually if it comes from different sources and the same intel, that can be considered reliable, I guess. I don't know. So
okay. All right. So listen. One of the reasons they say they won't do the RV, and it's been out three times this week, is they say it costs too much money to print the new currency, which we know was printed years ago. So they just had to be seen. One thing we know is there is a time frame and window for this month. And I can tell you a month ago, 3 months ago, I've been told several times that we should either see it or announcement will be made 72 hours after the new government was announced. And so we've been waiting for that for months. Everybody knows this. Every single source I have say it's done. Eyes dotted, T's crossed, that people are sitting at the bank They tell me, yes, we're just sitting here waiting for the go. Again, everything's done. We got everything in place. People are in place. Pews are ready. See, we're just waiting for the go. I've gotten it from the state, everywhere else. From the market, everybody knows what it is. Notified, they're waiting for the go. Only Iraq has told me, just and he's over there, same thing, that we should see it, if not all at one time, so it'll shock everybody, within 72 hours of the government being seated. Well, that was before now, today. And as they drag it out, and if the budget comes through first, the food services budget, it'll be in there. But we'll know what happens, you know, tomorrow when they vote or whenever Raymer's 40 days is up, because the independents said we're going to do something. They got two options. They're going to vote and have a new government, or they're going to do away with the government and or parliament, and the caretaker government will go on. But either way, when one of those things are announced, is when I think we'll actually see it in action.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm excited about this month. I really am. And like I said, I appreciate you. Oh, there is one other question. I got a decent amount of Zimbabwe notes, but on the dong. On negotiations, what could I? And I don't have a whole lot of. I think I have about 130 million dong. What could? What kind of rate would I expect to maybe get off of that amount? And would they judge that just on the amount of dong I have, or what I would have collectively as buying power?
No, they're going to base everything collectively.
Okay.
This is how much you have.
Well, I expect I'm not a whale, but I expect maybe maybe close to $1 billion, I guess.
Okay.
So what is the highest right there on the dong, the contract rate for the dong? That
the highest I know is $12.
12.
Well,
then
actually, it's 15, but the highest has been awarded so far is 12. Mm-hmm.
12, okay. And what you knew of about that 12, how much did that person have collectively, did he say?
No, I can't remember. Over 300 million or something. I can't remember, bro.
I would have that beat pretty easy. All right. Well, I just want to say I appreciate you both. God bless you. And thank you for being here for us. I did. I have donated. I don't donate very much at all. Just where I'm at, but I donated about
okay.
a couple of weeks ago. And so, thank you, and God bless you both, and have a good day
right.
and good week.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
Thank you, Tony. Bye bye.
408. Let's squeeze you in. 408. 497. You're on. Okay.
Okay, we got anybody else?
That's it.
That's it. All right. All right, guys. It's a good week, though. Everybody's still positive, sitting around waiting. We'll see what the vote does tomorrow. I will say I'll try and tweet it out tomorrow. But we didn't reach our goal today. I just had some information I wanted to get out to you guys. And I know we're getting closer and closer to it, but if we do, we'll tweet it out. We'll tweet out information over the weekend, see what the vote does. I should get an update this afternoon from the banker, I'm hoping, and I'll send that out. So anyway, we're right here. All we can do is just wait. Everything else is done. It's coming to a conclusion, so. All right, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. All right, Rick.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this week. We'll see what happens over the weekend. Keep believing. We sure do.
this keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Remember this. Your storm is over. I see your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I see.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star.
I'm excited about your future.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.